USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Employers added 157,000 jobs last month. J.J. Kinahan, Chief Market Strategist at TD Ameritrade, says the unemployment rate is down to 3.9%, the lowest rate since May.
There is no early indications of job loss due to tariffs. That's obviously something everyone will be keeping their eye on going forward.
China says it's willing to impose tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. goods in retaliation to the Trump administration's proposed tariffs on another $200 billion of Chinese goods. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says Beijing should not underestimate the president as China's economy falls apart.
China better take President Trump's efforts to solve the unfair illegal trade and their tariff problem, their lack of reciprocity, their technology stealing, their IP theft. They better take President Trump seriously.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Mostly positive trading on Wall Street, with hiring remaining solid in July. Outside the White House, Republican Congressman Daryl Issa of California said Friday's jobs report shows this is the time for the Trump administration to demand fairness when it comes to trade policies.
Everyone understands in order to get fair and free trade, we're going to have some market disruption. But what I think everyone understands is that we're going to want to do it at a time in which we are actually above full employment.
ISA saying the jobs report shows that the trade war isn't a big deal. The Pentagon provided an update Friday on Iran's surprise military exercise in the Persian Gulf. U.S. officials say the Iranian exercise near the Strait of Hormuz has ended, and most of the 75 small boats that took part have returned to port. Iran never publicly acknowledged the exercise had begun on Thursday. Before the exercise, U.S. officials said there was concern as to why Iran had sped up the timing of the exercise, which typically occurs every fall. Some speculated it might have been due to the heightened rhetoric of recent weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The lawyer for disgraced Hollywood movie producer Harvey Weinstein says he thinks the indictment against his client should be dismissed. Defense attorney Benjamin Broffman said the grand jury never got a chance to see emails between Weinstein and the woman he's accused of raping that show the two had a consensual, intimate relationship for years after the incident.
I think Mr. Weinstein is working very hard to become a better person and acknowledges that over the years, maybe he used poor judgment in his interaction with some women. But that's a far cry from intentional forcible rape, and he has maintained from the beginning that he never raped anybody.
Weinstein was indicted in New York in May and again in July on charges that he sexually assaulted three women. He's pleaded not guilty and is free on $1 million bail. The battle over President Trump's Supreme Court nominee tied to the fight over health care. In the weekly Democratic address, Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii says there's too much at stake with Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to do nothing.
If this Supreme Court nominee gets through the process, it will be harder than ever for Americans to access health care. It will be harder for women to access reproductive care. It will be harder for patients to keep the protections that they deserve and need.
11 members of an office pool in Northern California are the latest multimillionaires, winning last week's $543 million Mega Millions jackpot. Each put $2 in the pot to buy tickets, ranging in age from 21 to 60. Refusing to go public, they showed up at the California Lottery office to claim their prize. For now, they all say they plan to keep on working. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.